Unfair to read that ad before we speak to a jockey. Poor old Robbie Dolan about to join us. Robbie, good morning to you. How are you?
You're making me a bit hungry here.
Thought we might. Great to have you on the show again. And obviously, a lot going on for you off the track as well. And, you know, to what extent has your life changed, I guess, since going on The Voice, Robbie? And what did you get out of it?
Yeah, everything's changed. I'm a father now as well, so that's a big factor. And then, obviously, since the show finished, doing plenty of gigs and writing a bit of music and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's all happening.
Robbie, is there room to do both? I would imagine being a muso is, you know, a full-time job, and being a jockey is no different. How are you going to fit both?
Yeah, it's pretty full-on, you know. You just sort of going with the flow at the moment. I took a little break from riding for the last couple of weeks, but I'm back into it now. Had one ride yesterday and a couple today and a few tomorrow as well. So, you know, we'll just see how we're going and, we'll just give it a crack.
And is the music stuff something you're serious about, mate? If the opportunity is right there, is this where you want to go career-wise?
I'll just see how I go, you know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I'd want to be like a pub singer, you know. I'd like to sort of release music and hopefully it does well and connects with people. And if it does well, I could go down that route.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't do well, well, I don't think I'll try and be a pub singer, you know.
Hey, Robbie, I've got close connection to the Irish. My wife is Irish and she's over there at the moment, the Shannon River in Clare. Mate, whereabouts in Ireland were you from originally? Were you born in there?
Yeah, I was born there. I lived in Kildare.
Kildare, yeah.
On the Curra race course. And, just a real horse background.
Mate, the favourite songs. Do you get to sing them yourself or what sort of music do you love?
I listen to all different types of music. The music that we've been singing at the gigs are just sort of a mixture of songs that I like to listen to and a couple of slow ones, a couple of fast ones, and you never know, you might even hear some original music as well if you come down to it.
Beautiful. So. Mate, plenty of good rides at Randwick tomorrow. What stands out for you?
I like Don Passage in the Civic Stakes. You know, he's a talented horse who sort of lost his way for a little bit, but his run in the Archer was good, and obviously things didn't go right from the other day. He probably didn't handle the Eagle Farm getting back that far, but you know, Gay and Adrian are like, they can get a horse to bounce back and he'll be very fit. So,
yeah, it certainly will be very fit. Hasn't won for 2 years, but hasn't been, well, too far away in a few of those runs in that period of time. But also, you're riding a few at Canberra today. Does one stand out there?
Yeah, I think Spells in race one for Richard is sort of knocking on the door again. I rode her at Goulburn and, you know, she was in the finish as well and didn't run too bad the other day. She finished sort of midfield at Kembla, but got a fair way back, and this looks definitely an easier race.
Spells for our listeners. Race one, Canberra today is number eight. Race one, number eight, Robbie Dolan riding for Richard Litt. And you rode one yesterday for Richard Litt, which gave you a great sight. Romeo's Choice at Gosford at a big price, not far away there in second.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. You know, he didn't trial too bad going into the race. He's by Shy Star. But he was 100-1 yesterday morning. And sort of, you know, you can only be so confident with riding a 100-1 shot. But I thought he'd run well because he drew a good gate and he was able to sort of jump and travel. He hit the line really well. So he could have a bright future.
Robbie, race day preparation. Always interested to hear how sportsmen prepare themselves. The race day, what do you do before the racing?
Sort of, you know, we get all our gear ready before the races and, you know, drive to the races wherever it is. And then sort of when you get there, you know, walk the track, see what the track's doing, see if there's any headwind. And you stretch out, make sure you're not too cool going out there. I like to be warmed up correctly before you get out there and obviously, you do your form as well. You probably do that the night before and bring it with you on the newspaper or, you know, speed map or whatnot.
Do you get to eat?
Sorry?
Do you get to eat?
I'm lucky in the sense that I'm very light, so I can sort of go in and out of the canteen and drink water and eat whatever I want. But some of the other jockeys don't have that privilege, so I'm very lucky.
And how's the adjustment been to life as a dad as well, Robbie?
Oh, it's great. We haven't got her home from the hospital yet. She was born premature, but she's doing really well and she's putting on weight all the time. And hopefully we'll have her home in a couple of weeks.
Ah, good stuff. Now, we've got a text here as well, Robbie. Morning, boys. Can you ask Robbie, did he ever have that pint with Rita? I remember him asking her when he picked Team Rita, says Michael. She looks like a great human, Robbie. What was she like behind the scenes and in the inner sanctum there for your team?
Yeah, she was great. She was, full of jokes and laughs. And I didn't actually get to have a pint with her because COVID started to kick in again. That's what my excuse is anyway.
Now, we've got to plug...
Maybe one day.
We've got to plug your gig as well. So you've got a gig coming up in Marrickville, July 20, Wednesday. Yeah, is that right?
That's right, yeah, Wednesday, July 20th. I tried to get it on a weekend, but because of COVID, there's such a backlog of music shows and it's a bit hard to get the weekend. But anyway, July 20th in Marrickville in Sydney, tickets are only $25 and should be a good one. I also got one in Perth coming up in the end of August. And actually have one in Timmy Clark's restaurant next Thursday as well. It's a smaller show and there's only like a handful of tickets left. So if you want to get one of them, it should be a good one.
Is that Joker and the Thief up at
The Joker and the Thief, yeah.
Yeah, up at Terrigal there. So for anyone who wants to get involved with that next Thursday, but also Robbie's show is Wednesday, July 20, The Factory Floor. Marrickville, here in Sydney. So if anyone wants to get along, tickets $25. They're at the Factory Floor Wednesday, July 20. Robbie, you got a lot going on, mate. We appreciate your time this morning and hope a few winners for you today at Canberra and tomorrow at Randwick.
No problem. Thanks very much.